This is the opening market report for Monday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today on Monday by Greg McBride of Allendale for our opening market discussion. And Greg, some green on our screen to begin the week.
Yeah, looks good. We've got some weather risk that's starting to crop up in these grain markets. And some of that is coming into the corn and bean markets through dryness and heat in Argentina. It's nothing to do with the major massive crop out of Brazil. This is a risk that we're putting into the market because of Argentina's issues at this point. So you've got some concerns about the early part of that crop down there. And we'll continue to monitor that. Obviously, at this point, like I said, there's no major concerns about the size of the crop in Brazil. They still have plenty of rain. So this is just one of the largest corn exporters and one of the largest soybean product exporters in the world in Argentina that's adding a little bit of premium here. Looks like the funds have come in and started to buy a little bit. Don't think this necessarily changes anything from an ending stock perspective here in the United States just yet. We do need to see some of those exports really continue, as we know that the problems that we have with the Brazilian real devaluing versus the U.S. dollar makes it that much cheaper to buy Brazilian products right now.
And you mentioned that about the Argentinian products, including the soybean meal. We saw a little bit of this, it seemed like, last week, where soybean meal took off. And again, soybean meal with a big update to start the day here today. So is that kind of leading the charge, Greg, and then bringing everything else along with it?
Yeah, you had on Thursday, you also had a Bunge plant in Cairo, Illinois, that had a fire, and so they had shut it down. That sparked a little bit of a bounce in the bean meal.
That was Greg McBride with Allendale. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Wherever you find WorkSmart, you'll find producers saving money. WorkSmart is the innovative line of credit from Farm Credit Services of America. Along with its competitive interest rates and farmer-friendly terms, WorkSmart delivers interest savings, cash back dividends, and cash rewards, too. Add them all up and the savings can be significant. Terms apply. Visit FCSAmerica.com and see how much you can save. Or call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
March corn up 3 3/4 at 457 3/4. January soybeans up 11 1/4 at 991 1/4. January soybean meal up 6.50 at 307.40. January soybean oil up 22 cents at 39.74. On the Merck, February live cattle up 42 cents at 191.07. January feeder cattle up 10 cents at 261.47. February lean hogs down 47 cents at 83.67. Class 3 milk down 2 pennies at 2010. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.